The 1st of January 2012 saw the death of Professor Alessandro Liberati at the age of 57 from multiple myeloma. Alessandro was a founding member of the Cochrane Collaboration, serving on the initial steering group and the director of the Italian Cochrane Centre since it opened in 1994. He was an inspiring, insightful and ever cheerful participant across many areas of the collaboration. In addition, Alessandro made an important contribution to scientific and methodological research, to the development of reporting standards for systematic reviews, and also to ensuring that research conducted reflects the priorities of patients and health professionals. This podcast contains excerpts from an interview with Alessandro in October 2011, when he described how he got involved in the collaboration, some of its accomplishments, and a few challenges for its future.
When I finished my medical school, I realized that the only one thing that was clear is that I didn't want to be a traditional doctor. And I was starting to look what could be the good dimension of practicing medicine for me, because in my country, if you were an MD, you should be an MD. You should either work in the hospital or as a GP. There was not this idea that you could be a public health doctor or that you can work in epidemiology, etc. So the very exciting moment was when I found a lot of people that were doing exactly what I thought I should have done. And so I thought that that was probably possible. Really opened a different horizon. What attracted me the most about the Cochrane Collaboration idea was really to create an interdisciplinary grassroots initiative, which appeared to be very different from scientific society and academic endeavor. And I was mostly struck by the ethos that was behind the idea. Essentially, you perceive that as a scientist, you have an additional big commitment to the one that every scientist does, which is to make sure that what you do is as relevant as possible and as understandable as possible to the people. And that my own personal commitment before that has always been that of involving patient, consumer and people in healthcare decision, and I thought that that was a fantastic idea to make it happen. See that what patient and doctors need to make informed decision is very far away, unfortunately, from what the current research produces. So I think it's still vitally important to realign the research agenda with patient need and policymaker needs and doctor need. And second is that we need to be creative in the way we communicate the result of research. And finally, one thing that is true in my country, which in many ways is probably still behind many evidence-based medicine idea, is that value of looking at evidence in a cumulative fashion. People fall in love with their own small study. They believe that they made a major contribution. They don't take into account the totality of evidence, and that's the main message that the collaboration makes. One of the major achievements has been to convince people that really accumulating evidence is essential. And I think that now many people understand and talk about systematic reviews, meta-analysis, and all the technical terms, but the idea that you should not look at the last piece of evidence, but you should look at the totality. You should look at both benefit and harms. It has been so quickly caught up by policymakers and by consumers, even more quicker than by the professional world. So I think that's something, although you cannot say that certainly is only because of the collaboration. I think they are a big challenge. For example, one issue that has been discussed a lot is the issue of making Cochrane product relevant for policymaker, for consumer, etc. The major other challenge ahead of us is updating, because once you do a Cochrane review, sometimes you are so exhausted. So to find an efficient and feasible mechanism for updating is important. And then the third big thing is to make sure that we listen what the other stakeholder and the rest of the world need, and not to be an organization that looks too much to its feet. What I would like to see in the next 20 years, an organization that is more inclusive, that is less influenced by language and other type of biases. It is amazing that now that we are going to celebrate the exit from the adolescence and the entrance into the maturity, if you wish, that we discovered that we have accomplished a lot of things, but the number of things that still needs to be accomplished is huge.
The video of the interview with Alessandro, along with a tribute to him and his work, is available through the Cochrane Collaboration website at cochrane.org. And a Cochrane Library editorial written by Alessandro in December 2011 is available from www.thecochranelibrary.com.